Praise the Lord.
Delegado de Dios.
Amen.
I want to, of course, talk about tabernacle again.
Magsugod o magpareyon na pagkuhon ang tuldas tabernacle dito sa kamingawan panahon ni Moses.
As I said yesterday,
sama sa inyo kagahapon,
the entirety of the revelation of God is in the tabernacle.
Ang tanan gusto na ipakitalo sa Diyos ang natin sa makatawahan, basihan nato ang mga tuldas.
The Word of God,
ay ang pulong sa Ginoo,
or the Bible you have,
ang Biblia na naakaroon ka nato,
testifies to the tabernacle.
Nagpapatuon kini may tuon sa tabernacle or tulda.
As well as the tabernacle,
na kini nga mao tulda,
testifying to the reality of the Bible.
Nagatukan usab kini siya may tuon sa pagkatinuod na sulat sa mga kasulatan.
There is no revelation you'll get of God that you cannot find it in the tabernacle. And there is no revelation in the tabernacle that you will not have confirmed in the Bible. The Bible says that every word of God must be confirmed by two or three witnesses. So it is always necessary that the tabernacle witness with the Bible and the Bible witness with the tabernacle. And as Brother Mark was showing you how the Bibles are being printed and written, and there's a false Bible and there's a true Bible. Praise the Lord. So what is the answer to that problem? What is the answer to that dilemma? Well, the answer to it is that there was a demonstration of the reality of the word in human flesh. John chapter 1, it talks about the reality of the word. And just so that we have a clear understanding of it, that the New Testament is built on the foundation of the Old Testament, many things in the life of Jesus as he was on the earth ministering, there are many places and many words that always refers back to the Old Testament. And in fact, if you look at the Old Testament from a spiritual perspective,
ang kapatulan ng pulimong susiyon pag-usap ang bala ang ano pala daan na tungkol sa tinatawan sa Diyos.
What it records and the people that are involved in it and the lives that they lived and the things that happened to them and the fact of the aspect of all of that, all of the mechanics of living. Go ahead.
Nga kung imo kanin tanaw lumay susiyon mo maayo kung unsa man ang pagitabo diha ta katali sa ato ang pagkinabuhi na isipo kayo dinha.
It was as though God took a human being, a soul, a physical man, a physical woman.
Himo siya isip magamit niya ng mga kita ng mga tao, babae, lalaki,
and used them like you would use a pen to write a story.
gigamit kita sa Dios sama na nagamit ikaw gimuha nga bullpen pag istorya pag sulat sa mga istorya.
So when you look at the story of Adam and Eve, let me say, when you look at the lies in the history that we have concerning Adam and Eve, you have God utilizing humanity to write a spiritual law, a spiritual principle, a spiritual concept.
Imo makit-an o nato makit-an nga ang Dios nagapahigayon din ang tanan karon masabta nato kung unsa iyang gusto nga mahitabo sa atong ginabuhi nga gigamit niya ang tao.
When you look at the life of Abel and Cain,
atong balikan patan-aw ang duha ka anak ni Adan ug Eva sa padepong kasalanan sa Cain ug si Abel.
Though they were two men who lived and breathed and had lives in a physical environment, you don't just have a story of two men, two brothers, and the difficulties they had in living together. You have the story of the principal story of spiritual warfare.
Adunay istorya nga gikan pagkuha nimo dinhaanga makit-an nato aduna siya ipanagbangi o panagkaaway diha sa angay nga gubaton.
And it's a story of warfare that is very pertinent to you and I.
O kini nga mao panagubat ato kasagaran din nato makit-an gayon.
You have the story of one man, Abel, who is the representation of light and the love of God.
Nga si Abel, imong tan-aw na yung kinabuhi, daw sama siya nang ipresentar sa kahaya.
He was a man who was a shepherd.
Tao siya nga nagmatinud-anong sa iyang pagbantay sa karnero.
Sheep is always indicative of humanity under the auspices of Christianity.
Mag-isgod ka rin ni tao karnero, buti pasabot niya na may kalabutan ang atong kinabuhi.
And you have this, the opposite in Cain. He was a man that was of the earth, earthy. His perspective of life wasn't from a spiritual perspective.
In atong tanawon sa mao kinabuhi nga aduna siya ay pagtulun-an nga makit-an ato diha sa kahayag.
He was always a man that was ruled by his soul and not by the law or the position of his love for God.
Nga si Cain ana si Cain aduna siya ay nasa kasing-kasing nagpuyo sa kalingitan nga gani wala siya magapuyo diha sa balaod sa Dios.
So he's not just a man living and dying. Abel is not just a story of a man who is of opposite nature or character. It is a story of you and I. You are born of the earth, earthy. You are earth conscious. You are earth conscious. And the preeminent thing in your life is not your brother, but it is you. Hallelujah. That is until you meet Jesus Christ. So when you meet Jesus Christ, you become born again. You begin to understand the story of who was was it? One of the ladies there that was prophesied that she had two nations inside of her. Esau and Jacob. That was Rachel, right? Huh? Was it Rachel?
Si Rachel, giinan siya sa Dios nga adunay.
Yes, Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Iya, nga inahan ni Isa o ni Jacob, nga giinan siya nga naay duha ka nasod nga nagbugna sa imong taguangan.
So as time goes on and people live, people die, and more people are coming, the story of God progresses. You have the story of Rebecca and Isaac.
Hallelujah.
Isaac becomes a type of Christ.
Si Isaac, ang bukto na lang, nahimo siyang sama ang iyang pagtanaw ni sama sa pag-abot ni Jesus Cristo.
And the whole story is set up for Rebecca and Isaac by the story of Abraham and Sarah.
Og gikan na nga mao istorya, no? Gikan sa iyang istorya, mao kini siya ang lintungani niini, mao ang istorya ni Abraham.
So your Bible is a living word.
Amen.
It's not history. Hallelujah. So you have the story of Isaac, who by virtue of the command of God to Abraham, who was to be given as a sacrifice, but God intervened. Hallelujah. But by virtue of the grace of God and the aspect of God wanting to unfold yet more of the story.
Hallelujah.
Abraham and Isaac become the story of God and Jesus Christ. So when Isaac was raised from the dead, he became a type or a prototype picture of Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible is a marvelous book. It is such a living testimony. Written not in ink, but written by the blood of the saints that have gone before us. So when Isaac was raised from the dead, the symbolism of his wife changed, of his life changed. And he became a story of God and his son, of sending his son to the earth to find a bride. Hallelujah. Because you know, you are supposed to be the bride of Christ, whether you're male or female. And as it is true with you and I, when we become born again, as it is true with Isaac and Rebecca, there were in the aspect of their marriage and the birthing of their children, it was the story of two nations that were within the womb of the church.
Ang istorya may tungo sa minyon nga gipahiluna sa
Hallelujah.
Isa daw sa makinisya sa nga na atinayahan may tungo sa kasun nga mapahiluna diya sa Dios.
So the analogy, the symbolism in that respect is that
tanaw sa pagulahon na nini mahitungo diya ng mga sitwasyon.
Isaac is a type of Christ and Rebecca is a type of the church. And by virtue of your new birth, under the auspices of this word, you become Esau and Jacob.
You are
born in the natural Esau.
Esau
had the capability of selling his birthright. He was more interested in his flesh. He was more interested in sustaining his natural existence. He was more interested in his appetite. Now, it is not just appetite for porridge. It is an appetite of those things that we have for the natural arena on which we live in a natural existence. He is a representation of a consciousness that does not have the reality of an eternity. And you know, you need to make these little notes and go back and check out whether I'm right or wrong. But when he came upon Jacob and he wanted, and Jacob was cooking that stew, that porridge, the philosophy of life was, give me of this porridge lest I die. And the basis of that theology was in his lack of spiritual awareness of an eternal realm or an eternal life. Hello? And when Jacob says, give me of your birthright, the proof of his ignorance of the spiritual reality, he says, what good is my birthright if I die? Hallelujah. And you have to remember now the context of the analogy. Esau, because of his parentage, because of the calling and election that was upon his parents, is a representation of you and I. Under the auspices of the word that says you must be born again. And he start, where he started out from is indicative of where it is you and I begin when we become born again. Hallelujah. The Bible calls it a carnal Christian. A carnal Christian is a Christian. A carnal Christian is a man or a woman. It's humankind. It's humankind under the auspices of sin, but has the seed of God within it. Hallelujah. So you have, in essence, who am I talking about? You have Jacob. And you have Esau. You have Esau. You have two different natures. You have two different natures inside of you. One of the world that you live in, and one of the let's say heaven or God that comes because of your experience of being born again. Hallelujah. Now, I can draw this in a different way. Let me draw it this way. You are out here in the world. All of this out here, by the way, is the world. This is all representative of the world. This is representative of the realm of God. It is, it involves the mystery. 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 Well, I know that's the mystery of the kingdom of God. Huh? Hallelujah.
Dapat dia sa gawas gitawag na siya ng Kristuhan pero wala pa minus pa siya di na pakayan may baluan na itong mystery pa sa iya ha may tungkol sa pagpapakita.
So you can say this is darkness.
Ato inong lang gini tapita sa gawas ni Maunay siya ang kakikitan.
Ha?
Maunay kakikitan din ha.
Do I hear an amen?
Yes.
Amen.
All right. This is darkness. Hallelujah. So, what realm? This realm of darkness. Who is the ruler of it? Who is it?
The God of this world.
Who is the God of this world?
Satan.
I'm glad you said God of this world. All right. If it is the God of this world, huh?
Imayo, kay nasaktan niyo na, no? Ang Dios.
And if we call this, Satan,
atong tanawon mo si Satanas.
I really don't like to give him a capital S.
Ang bersikulo na 2 Corinthians 4:4.
I like him to have a small S. Hallelujah. So if it is the God of this world,
ang Dios ng kalibutan, kahigitan,
to some extent, you can say that he is in the position of a father, and his offspring is in the midst of humanity. Can you chew on that one? Hallelujah. So he has the ability to overshadow humanity.
Aduna siya ay katakos, katahu, nga mo tumala sa tao.
And not only that, but the Bible, when it describes the offspring of darkness,
ang Biblia nga naga tukan sa atong ginabuhi nga iyaha na himong
He's not only called the God of this world, but he is called what? The Prince of Darkness.
Siya ang prinsipe sa kaligid.
Hallelujah.
Prinsipe sa kaligid.
So, humanity,
nasa ato pa ang pagkatao,
in the aspect or in the position of the world,
tanaw na to dinaa sa ang iyahang mga pahinunaan sa kalibutan,
those that were born under sin,
nga natao siyang daan diha sa sala.
Romans 5,
Roma kapitulo 5.
What does it say? Can somebody quote it for me? Romans 5. Well, you should know the verse. It says verse 12.
Versículo 12.
Verse 12. Verse 5. Romans 5, verse 12.
Romans 5:12. Sumutiin ni maingon nga pinaagi sa usa ka tawo ang sala misulod gani sa kalibutan ug ang kamatayon pinaagi sa sala ug busa ang kamatayon midagat sa tanang mga tawo.
Just verse 12, that's all we need.
Okay.
Huh? Okay, so by one man
atong nalunga pinaagi sa usa ka tawo,
sin came into the world,
ang sala mi abot ug misulod sa kalibutan.
And what? And death by sin. And so death passed upon all men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you could give darkness, you could give the darkness another term. And that term is perdition. Perdition. The Bible calls us humanity sons of perdition. Do you have a word for us? Where is Thessalonians? It says that the spirit of perdition
ang espiritu sa tao na nagpakasala.
I want to make sure you get the right word. It is in found in Thessalonians. If I can find Thessalonians. All right. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 3, let me read it first in English, says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition."
Ikaduhan Tesalonika 2:3. Ayaw tuguti nga dunay tawo nga molimpok kaninyo sa bisan-usa nga paagi. Kay kanang adlaw dili moabot, gawas ko nga dunay moabot nga pagpamiyak una ug kanang tawo sa sala gigapadayag ang anak sa kalaglagan.
Ah? So there is a, we call it darkness, but in the terminology the Bible translates it from an abstract thing. To something that you and I can relate to. It's not just that you turn out the lights and it's dark. But darkness becomes a nature. Hallelujah. So when we are born, according to Romans 5, we are born not with the nature of light, and we already know that this is not just the kingdom of God, but it is the kingdom of light. And we know that that light is a nature called Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Or if you don't agree, you can say oh me. Or oh my. I am trying to define for you where the battle lies. It is not you and I against the world out there. But it is what is inside of us. That is working to undermine the foundation of what has been given to us by virtue of our new birth. So we have this perditious nature. And it is the nature of Esau. Hallelujah. So let me draw it in a different way. We are spirit, soul, and spirit, soul, and we are body. Hallelujah. And because of sin,
Tungod sa sala,
because of sin, there is a barrier between you and I that God has placed there.
Tungod sa sala, adunay nakababa kanato nining gitawag nga sala.
The Bible illustrates it as a flaming sword.
Ang Biblia diya sa Inisis na usapan ka na siya nga
hallelujah.
Kalayong espada.
Hallelujah. And we find ourselves out here under the world, born with this perdicious spirit. And because of our natural birth, we are sons of Satan. Huh? Hello?
Amen.
John 8:44.
Did you hear it? We are sons of Satan.
Nahimo kitang anak ni Satanas.
We are under the jurisdiction of hell.
Aduna ang atong panulungan dito na sa imperno.
We have a mind. We have emotions. We have a will. We have desires. And everything in our soul is connected connected to the world, connected to the world through our bodies.
Na ipon kini siya ni kalibutan.
Hallelujah.
Pinaagi sa ato ang lawas.
Hallelujah. Now, when we come to know God,
sa diyang nakahibalo kita may kagod sa Dios.
That division. When we come to know God, we have, let me go here, we have God the Father. We have God the Son.
Dios Amahan, Dios Ana.
We have God, we have God the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
When we are born again, we are born by the word of God. He comes to impregnate us with he comes to take up a habitation within our soul. Hallelujah. Let's hold this thought for a moment. And let us go back to this world. Hallelujah. I want you to understand the ramifications of world.
Ako lang busta, kinala natong subtle unsaman ang mga katuyuan ni kalibutan.
What one word would you use? You might use different words, many words, I don't know. What one word would you use to describe the world that you live in? That you personally
sumana
live in?
Sumana sa imuhang pinulungan. Ang botong daghan pa kayo na asin yung nauna, basta kay sumala sa imuhang
what one word would you use? That would be a general word that would describe everything about the environment of the world you live in. What one word would you use?
Some of us slippery word.
Some of us what?
Slippery world.
Sleeping?
Slippery world.
Sleeping world.
Slippery.
Oh, slippery. Yes, it could be, but it doesn't really describe it. How would you identify with somebody and identify your environment with somebody who doesn't know anything about you?
Huh?
Huh? What are you? Huh? Who are you? Who are you?
Son of
Human.
Huh? Human.
You're Filipino.
Filipino yung bakita.
You're Philip. Aren't you Philip? Or am I talking to a different people? Huh? If somebody says, "Where do you come from?" Let's say you're out and abroad somewhere traveling, and you meet somebody and you're talking, and they say, "Where do you come from?" You would say, "I come from the Philippines. I am Filipino." Now tell me, is anybody in here not proud of being a Filipino?
Huh?
Is there anybody here that's not pleased with it? Huh? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think you're all very happy to be Filipino. You might want a little better place of living and whatnot. You might want a better condition of living and have this or have that, but you're still Filipino.
Huh?
So your world is Filipino. You think Filipino. You act Filipino. You eat like Filipinos, right? Hello? Huh? So we can just as well put out here Filipino. Huh? As part of this system. So the environment that you are in is ruled by a Filipino spirit.
Huh?
Now, it gets a little more complicated. It gets a little more complicated. You're not only Filipino, but you belong to certain tribes. And not only that, but because of the history of occupation and being overrun, you have a mixture in the midst of the tribes. Hello? Am I talking to the right people? I mean, maybe my, maybe my spiritualist. So you have Filipino, and then you have tribes. Now, every one of you have a particular tribe you belong to that you have to pledge an allegiance to. Hello?
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you get born again. And this is the environment of your being born again. This is the environment in which God comes into. Let me go just down here that there is mixture.
Na mga klase na kalain-lain nga.
Not in everybody, but It's probably a whole lot more than you're aware of. Mixture of different blood.
Sabog na sabog na sagol-sagol na ang ato ang dugo.
Hallelujah. Now, with each of these categories comes a spirit.
Og gikan niya na nga mao nga mga kinaiyahan nga naa niya nga nagkasambog-sambog na nahimo siya gikan kana siya sa usa ka espiritu.
We will call this spirit a national spirit.
Gitawag kini siya dayon nga espiritu or sa kinatibuk-an.
Ha? Hallelujah. It overshadows your tribes. It overshadows the mixture of the tribes that is within the tribes of the blood.
So,
this spirit, this tribal spirit, overshadows the mixture that is even within the
tribe.
And this spirit determines the family or familiar spirits
that usa na po sa ka espiritu nga kasagaran pamilya na espiritu.
It the familiar spirits that come because of the blood that is in your veins.
Ni abot ka na siya nga pamilya na espiritu.
Hallelujah.
Sa dugo nga likatay sa ato ang kabatan.
This spirit is trying to bring this spirit into subjection.
Og mana na kung kini nga espiritu ang mata ana asal espiritu na kinahanglan siya magkapa.
And this spirit is trying to bring these spirits into subjection. And these spirits are fighting against all these other spirits. Hallelujah. And this is the environment that we are living in when we become born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God had to devise a plan to take care of the element of darkness that was pre-existence, being before the creation of the world. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, I said that there was a pre-existent condition that the Bible calls darkness. Prior to the creation of the world. Let's see if I'm right. Genesis chapter 1.
Genesis chapter 1.
And we will go to verse 1. Hallelujah. Let me read it in the English first, please.
Ako sa pasahon sa English, kay English man kami, natamong Pinoy, hindi arayo sa Minisaya.
It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form, and it was void, and what? And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Genesis, Kapitulo 1, Genesis 2. Sa sinugdanan, ibugna sa Dios ang langit ug ang kalibutan. Ug ang kalibutan, walay katahong ug kulang, ug ang kalitlit diha sa ibabaw sa kahinatan.
Oh, hallelujah.
Ug ang Espiritu sa Dios nagsandog sa ibabaw sa katubigan.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to define for you what this darkness is. And I'm not going to just tell you what it is. I'm going to take you to the Bible. And show you how God defines. Turn with me over into Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Hallelujah. Let's see, I gotta find Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the fourth chapter.
Jeremiah, capítulo 4.
I encourage you to read the whole chapter of Jeremiah, that whole chapter, number 4. Hallelujah. But this chapter, now remember, Jeremiah was a prophet.
Si Jeremias, siya usa ka propeta.
And he was an Old Testament prophet.
Sa daan natugon siya ka propeta.
And the spirit of prophecy worked different in the Old Testament than it does in the New Testament.
Ang mga propesya kita sa mga propeta, mga trabaho propesya, isa pa diya sa bago matugon sama sa
God would look for a man that had the right capabilities and the right potential. And then he would take that man and begin to train him to yield to God. Hallelujah. But when the Spirit of God wanted to speak, The Spirit of God would come down on the man. And the man was compelled to speak. He had no volition in the matter. A good example of that is the story of Balaam. The king, was it Moab? The king called him to come and prophesy against the children of Israel. And he got up to curse Israel. He had every intention of cursing Israel. But when the Spirit of God came down on him, he blessed Israel. And I think he did it 3 times. Every time he had the intention. Hallelujah. So we have to understand, as the man Jeremiah began to prophesy, God begins to speak through Jeremiah, and he begins to deal with an aspect of Israel that is in confrontation and contention against him. And as you read this chapter, you find that it was rebellion. And resistance against the position of authority that God had given them in their statutes and laws. So we go down here to, we jump into the story about verse 20. Let me just start at verse 20. The prophet is saying, destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly are my tents spoiled and my curtains in a moment. Hallelujah.
Kadaot nga nahas na kadaot ang gisinggit. Tungod kay ang tibuok yuta, giilugan. Sa kalit ang akong mga tulda, giilugan. Ug ang akong mga kortina sa usa ka panahon.
Hallelujah. How, well, maybe I should just go back up to the 19th verse. And then we'll jump down to the 21st verse. But it says, my bowels, I am pained at my very heart. Now, this is God speaking. Hallelujah. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war.
Ang akong kahilagman, ang akong kahilagman, ako gisakitan diha sa akong kasing-kasing gayon. Ang akong kasing-kasing, nagahimo o kasaba, dinhi ka na ako. Ako dili makahilom, tungod kay ikaw ang kaduog. O akong kalag, sa tingog sa trompeta, sa alarma sa guba.
Says verse 21, it says, how long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet?
Unsa kadugay ako makakita sa bandila ug makadungog sa tingog sa trompeta.
Now listen to what God is saying through the prophet. For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They have not known me. They are stottish children and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge.
Kaya akong katawhan,
hallelujah.
Sila wala na kailangan ako. Sila mga humog ng mga anak, o sila wala pagpanabot. Sila mga malamo sa pagbuhat sa daotan, apan sa pagbuhat sa maayo, sila walay kahibalo.
Now, I want to read this to you from the Amplified Version. And you will have to translate me literally. Verse 22. It says, their chastisement will continue until it has accomplished its purpose.
Ang ako ang pagpantul ngadto kanila dili kini mundang hantul ng Iglesia mo nagkukasulbaran.
Now the Amplified, what it does, the Amplified Version,
ang himo dili ato ibasa karon,
it takes the Hebrew word or the Greek word, in this case it's the Hebrew word,
iyang gi
and literally gives you the meaning of that word. So it says, where it says, for my people is foolish, it says, for my people are stupid.
Ako ang mga tao gahi ulo.
My people are stupid, saith the Lord.
Mga humog ug buang ang akong mga tao.
They do not know.
Wala sila kahibalo.
They do not understand me.
Wala kani sila makasabot kani kanako.
They are thick-headed children.
Arang layod ka.
They have no understanding.
Wala sila ipagpanagot.
They are wise to do evil.
Maayo lang pagbuhat.
But to do good, they have no knowledge.
Wala gani sila and
know not how.
Di gani sila kaibalo unsaon.
Now, remember, I'm describing the nature of the darkness. I am not just telling you a story or reading to you a verse out of Jeremiah that pertained to a particular situation at a particular time way back there in the past. I am identifying the nature. I am identifying to you the nature that we, now notice I said we, I am not Filipino, but still I have to deal with it. We are born with a nature. That nature is... Hallelujah. Now, I don't know how it, in your language, in the Bible there, they translate this particular 22nd verse. In the English, it says, my people is... foolish. It means now, in the present. It doesn't mean that they were, or they are becoming. What it means is they have been, and they are now, and they continue to do so. Hallelujah. I suppose it's a word that has a certain tense to it that makes it continuum. Hallelujah. Okay. Verse 23.
By
the grace, it says, and I beheld the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read it, and then I'll read it.
Ako may tanaw sa yuta, ug tan-awa, kini walay katahum ug hawang, ug kalangitan ug sila walay kahayag.
All right. It says, I beheld the earth. What else is he beholding? He is looking at the humanity. He is not looking at the dirt you're walking on. Hallelujah. And you know, in your Bible, this is the only place. That this phrase is used outside of Genesis 1 and 2. So it was that there was a nature of rebellion. And sedition. That was working in the hearts of the people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that stubbornness, rebellion, is as the sin of what? Do you know? Do you know that verse? Do you know the verse? It's in Samuel. Yes. I think you knew it, but you just didn't want to say it. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. That means anytime I start rebelling against anything,
mm.
Let me put it a different way. Anytime I start rebelling against something that is good, I rebel against that which is something that is God. I invoke the nature of sin. By the ritual of witchcraft. And I begin to work against the nature of God that is in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says that the action of rebellion is as the spirit of witchcraft, and stubbornness is what? What is stubbornness? Oh my God. Find me that verse. Would you find me that verse? Hallelujah. God is this morning giving you the understanding of what it is that you and I have to deal with.
Yes, amen.
So, there is rebellion. I'm sorry?
1 Samuel 15:23.
So, I have rebellion, which is working witchcraft. What is witchcraft? What is witchcraft? Well, my understanding of witchcraft is that I invoke the power of a spirit to help me. Now that's how I would describe witchcraft. Witch doctors, or juju men, as they call them in Nigeria. You go to them. You want a husband. You want a baby. You want money. You want revenge. You want something done. You go to them. You pay something. But you don't just pay something in the natural. You give them a piece of your soul. And when you give them that payment, they begin to work their magic. You are the guilty one. And any retribution that comes to the juju man comes back and hits you. Let me tell you a little story. We were in a country far away somewhere. And we had a meeting, and after the meeting, people were coming up for prayer. And there was a woman in the group who had a daughter that was not living righteously. And she came up and she wanted us to pray for the daughter. Now, the daughter wasn't particularly willing to want to be prayed for. And I was very reluctant in praying for the daughter because in the spirit I had a sense that it wasn't just the daughter. But the others that I was working with in the team insisted that we pray for this woman. And so when I laid hands on her and I began to pray for her, I rebuked the spirit of rebellion. And the Spirit of God hit the girl and went right back up to the mother and hit the mother, and she went down like a tree.
Hallelujah.
So what I am telling you is how the principle works. And is as we participate in rebellion. I have found in my living, having children and grandchildren, and I have had enough of them to be semi-professional in it. Children, that is, raising children. I found out, no matter how much the parents love God, and no matter how opposed they are to evil and darkness, their children are automatically rebellious. You do not have to teach them how to be rebellious. You tell them to do something, and they just ignore you. Or they look at you and they shake their head. You try to discipline them to do it and they throw a fit. And our human tendencies is to say, "Oh, poor little baby, that's okay, you will be all right, you just get up and you do it anyway." Huh? And oftentimes a baby, you know, you will take it and you'll be loving it, and all of a sudden it just wants to throw a fit. It arc its back.
Huh?
Do you hold your child and you're trying to love on it or something, and it doesn't want to be loved on and it just wants loose? Or it wants something that you're not willing to give it at that time? Hello? Hallelujah. And we take it as a human thing.
Mm.
It's witchcraft. The spirit that is motivating the baby is wanting to bring me into subjection to the aspect or the demand that the child is making upon me. And I have to learn how to deal with that spirit. Hallelujah. And it doesn't mean I take the child and shake it till his teeth fall out or something like that. But I have to deal with the spirit without giving in to the spirit that is motivating the child. I have to teach the child how to overcome. Because I'm not wrestling against flesh and blood. I'm wrestling against the nature that is in the child and the familiar spirit. I'm wrestling over the Filipino mentality that wants to pre-program that child. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about salvation in the essence of perfection and the place that God wants to bring us to. But we have to understand the fight is not out here, the fight is in here. Wanting to have predominance over the other. Hallelujah. So we are wrestling. We have the Spirit of God has come and we are born again. Hallelujah. 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 I want to deal with the iniquity. That was 1 Samuel, what was it?
15:23.
1 Samuel 15:23. Okay. I want to go there. 1 Samuel 15:23. Okay, it says, that's rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast what? Rejected the word of the Lord, and he hath also rejected thee from being king.
Unang Samuel, Kapitulo 15, Versikulo 23. Kaya ang pagrebelde, ingon sa sala sa pagbaton o kabilidad sa pagpamarang, o ang pagtumatilumanon sa gusto, maingon sa pagkadautan o pagsimba o Diyos Diyos. Tungod kay ikaw sa likway sa pulong sa Ginoo, siya usab sa likway kani mo gikan sa pagkahari.
Hallelujah! So, it is iniquity is as idolatry. Huh? Who is the idol? What is the idol? Stubbornness. What stubbornness? But what is the idol? The idol is self. Hallelujah. So, when you come to the tabernacle, you come to a message that is proclaiming death to self.
Huh?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So brethren, let's turn over into Corinthians. I want to go to Second Corinthians. Maybe that's not the one I want. Okay, yes, I'll utilize this one. But there's another one somewhere. It talks about Paul. Hallelujah. Beating the air. But I want to go 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Oh my. Just read that little portion, please, if you can.
2 Corinthians 6:14. Ayaw ka mo sa dili patas na pagsangon sa yugo uban sa mga dili magtotoo.
All right, I'm going to take this up a notch out of the natural. And put it into a spiritual context. Now, on the natural realm, and I'll use the example of marriage, you as a Christian young man or a Christian young lady should not marry a heathen or a sinner. And let me take that up a notch in the natural. You have a certain thought. You have a certain revelation concerning the Word of God. So, you are not a Baptist. You are not a Pentecostal. You are not a Methodist. Hallelujah. But you have a sonship theology. So, would a Baptist have the same thought or revelation? Would a Pentecostal have the same thought or understanding? So, they would not be considered one of equal yoke. You know, sometimes you young people settle for what there is. You settle for what there is. You're confined to a certain environment. And you think, well, you look around, well, there's not much here, so I better get the best that I can do. Now, I'm not saying everybody has done that, so don't get me wrong. But I know, I have got almost somewhat, maybe 50 years in this gospel. And I know that it is in the heart of God to bring two people together that have the same desire in God.
Ang Dios na iyahang nasabtan nga iyang ipahiluna ang matakos sa gayon nga pariha gayon ang ilahang na ang ilahang pagtuo.
And you know something? You cannot marry somebody with a thought, well, they will change.
Yes.
Because the only thing that is going to change is you. You pick one bad apple, put it in a bag. The bag bag is done.
Yes.
It'll be thrown into the trash can. I have seen God. I have seen God bring couples from around the world to each other. Hallelujah. On the basis of the word that they are following after, they're not following after the word to get married. And they're following after the God in order to satisfy the hunger that they have in God.
Huh?
Hallelujah. And in their pursuit of God, God saw the need for them to be married. Hallelujah. And God moved in such a miraculous manner to bring to pass the reality of that marriage. Oh, hallelujah. And for you that are married, if your focus is on each other, your marriage will fail. If the husband is making demands upon the wife according to his expectations, the marriage will not succeed. If the woman thinks that she can reshape and mold the man and manipulate the circumstances to get him into agreement with her, she is asking for trouble, 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 and hell will be all around her. Hallelujah. We, in the aspect of marriage, are not to be looking at each other. Are superimposing that image of the white prince, the riding on the knight. Hallelujah. Are that princess with all of her beauty that you can be so pleased and proud of her. Hallelujah. We are to be looking at God. Because I'm telling you, both of you have to die. In order to become one, both of you have to die. Your aspirations, your ambitions, your position of independence. Hallelujah. They have to change from the nature of hell to the nature of God. Hallelujah. God is giving you and I an opportunity. He's bringing a word in this hour that he has not brought to a people before this time frame. We do not have much time, but we have the power to redeem that time. Hallelujah. If we can get the revelation, if we can get the revelation out of our heads and into our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you.